Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The changing of the guard in the NBA began with the first-round playoff ouster of the San Antonio Spurs by the Memphis Grizzlies. Then the Dallas Mavericks swept the LA Lakers, sent legendary coach Phil Jackson into early and perhaps permanent retirement. And last night, the Miami Heat bounced the Boston Celtics out of the playoffs. Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, is with us. Bill, imagine being called old guard in your 30s. Oh, painful. They did. They looked old, you know.
Well, welcome to the world of sports, Robert.
Yeah. Is this the start of a new era, though, do you think?
I'm going to wait and see what happens from here on in. Certainly the absence of the Celtics and the Lakers, either the Celtics or the Lakers, from the finals feels a little strange. And as you pointed out, the Spurs had been at the top of the heap for some time as well. But to me, this is great because there's a certain fascination into seeing how this all plays out. Dallas, particularly, how often can a team come out and shoot about 85% from the three-point line? It'll be fascinating.
Let's start there with Dirk Nowitzki and Jason Kidd leading the way, but also you got to credit Coach Rick Carlisle. They took a team with great regular seasons in Dallas and faltered in the playoffs and turned that around with just this, a sweep of the Lakers.
Yeah, and you know it's popular, of course, on this end of the country to say, well, you know, youth triumphed over age because the Celtics are older than the Heat. But Dirk Nowitzki and Jason Kidd have both been around for some time.
Right.
So, you know, they put together a team that has all kinds of weapons. I talked to a reporter out in Dallas earlier this week, and he said, I don't know why everybody's so surprised. We've been doing this on the nights when the team has been successful. This is what they've been doing all year long. But, of course, most people haven't been watching them all year long,
right.
So it was quite a show.
Well, we saw them here in Boston beat the Celtics. You did some reporting last week on the series between the Memphis Grizzlies and the Oklahoma City Thunder. They'll play Game 6 tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
Thunder leading 3-2. Do you see anything that leads you to believe either of them can overcome Dallas?
Well, it's hard to say. I would have to give the edge to Dallas at this point simply because Dallas is finished. They have their feet up on the Barco loungers watching this other playoff series in which these two teams are beating the heck out of each other.
Yeah.
It's going to go, obviously, at least 6 games. It may very well go 7. They've been sort of trading games back and forth. And you have to say that would give the advantage to the rested team going to the next round.
Right. Well, and in Miami's victory last night over the Celtics, LeBron James, of course, who made that much ballyhooed move to Miami from Cleveland, said that this is all part of his blueprint. He says, you know, I got to get by Boston, get to the finals, have it proven that the Heat is now the team to beat in the East. I mean, this was his goal to beat Boston, as
right.
he says.
And the blueprint he was talking about, you know, good for him. He gave credit to the Celtics for establishing the idea that there would be a big three. And the Celtics, of course, a couple of years ago put together their second, you know, manifestation of the big three.
Paul
and
they, Pierce, they, Paul Pierce.
Paul Pierce and
Kevin Garnett.
Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen. And they did exactly what they had advertised they would do. They won championship. And now LeBron James has said, okay, we can do that too. We've put together our big three. It'll be fascinating to see whether they can carry the sort of momentum they established against the Celtics into 2 more rounds.
They being Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh in Miami.
Only it's really sort of the big two. I mean, as Doc Rivers said after last night's game, he said, those guys are monsters. He was not referring to Chris Bosh.
Yeah.
He was referring to Dwayne Wade and LeBron James.
I want to touch on the Chicago Bulls and the Atlanta Hawks. The Bulls lead the Hawks 3-2 in that conference semifinal. Bulls haven't played in a championship game since the Michael Jordan era. But MVP point guard Derrick Rose and center Joakim Noah, son of the tennis player Yannick
mm-hmm.
Noah, seem determined to get there.
Well, he got the most valuable player. That never hurts. And it's a kind of testimony of how fast teams can rebuild. People think, and some people who are young enough think, gee, it's been a long time since the Bulls were at the top of the NBA heap. Doesn't seem that long ago to me, or perhaps to you, but, you know, there they are, and they're certainly in the mix again.
Well, I know some of our listeners are chortling with glee. For some of us, we have to, like, have more instruction on how to watch a finals without the Celtics and the Lakers. We'll get used to it, I'm sure.
I'm sure we will.
I'm sure we will.